The Cardinals and the Rockies on Tuesday, the big league debut of the youngster Harrison Bader. Cardinals strike first in the first, a man aboard for Paul DeJong.
DeJong, a drive into left center. This ball is gone! Home run, DeJong! And it's 2-0 St. Louis.
Cardinals lead by a score of 2-1. Matt Bowman is on in relief now for the Redbirds. There's a high fly ball to left field. Pham is going back. He's at the track, and we have ourselves a tie ball game.
Trevor Story, solo home run. And here in the eighth, this game is tied, and it's 2-2.
Rosie's within a strike of getting out of this ninth inning with two on and two out. Struck him out looking with a breaking ball.
Harrison Bader, major league debut tonight, hitless in three plate appearances. Mom, dad, family here. The 1-2 pitch. Bader hits it down the left field line. His first major league hit in the bottom of the ninth of a 2-2 game.
Jerko digs back in. Here's the 1-2 offering. Swinging a high pop-up.
Gonzalez makes the catch. Bader trying to score. Throw to the plate. He's safe. He's safe. A night he'll never forget.
Needless to say, Tuesday night will be a night that Harrison Bader will not soon forget. Making his major league debut, Bader got his first career hit by leading off the bottom of the ninth with a double. He then scored the game-winning run on a sac fly to cap off an unforgettable evening. Bader shared his thoughts with the media following the Cardinals' 3-2 walk-off win over the Rockies.
It's the greatest feeling in the world. I know just one game, but you know, obviously it means a little bit more to me. So just happy to go out there and win the ball game, man. Let's do it.
1-2 pitch, you get something on the inside that you could drive. Take us through that at bat.
Yeah, I was messing my timing a little bit, so just got to slow it down, you know, got to put it to a crawling speed, you know, in my head. So slow it down, see the ball, and just let the hands work. So it's good.
You said before the game when you were in the starting lineup, throw me into the fire, I love it. It didn't seem like there was any nervousness. Was there?
No, none at all. Maybe a little anxiousness, you know, get a little pull happy maybe, but you know, it's a great group of guys, great staff. So, you know, I got some history with them, so slide right in and just, you know, go to work.
Behind six-plus dazzling innings from the red-hot Lance Lynn, the Cardinals were able to eke out a 3-2 walk-off win against the Rockies on Tuesday thanks to Jed Jerko's walk-off sac fly in the bottom of the ninth. Here is St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny.
Great swing first off a pitcher that hadn't given up much this year. And you know, we knew he was fast watching him all spring and hearing the reports, but watching him get down the line that first at-bat, that's pretty actually real impressive coming out of the right-hander's box. And then you get him on third base, and you know it's one of those situations when you have a plus runner, it just speeds everything up. They knew that even at the short pop fly, Mike Schilt did a great job of pushing it there. We got to take a chance and then trust in the speed. And Jed got enough, and Bader did the rest. It was I'm sure first game he'll never forget.
Challenging a routine ground ball to shortstop before?
No. And it looked like it, like he beat it. And I first saw it, and then as they got more looks, it looked like we'd be wasting a challenge. And I know it was tempting on a kid's first at bat to try and get him something, but you can't make something out of nothing.
It seemed like he wanted you to, he was in favor of the challenge.
Did he?
Does he get a say in that in this first at bat?
He doesn't get a say ever. So. But, yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, you dream about that at bat since the first time you pick up a bat. And you want it to go. I mean, it's pretty impressive how the crowd responded anyhow. Almost a standing ovation for a ground out. And that's I think they're going to appreciate that's his style. I mean, as we watch, and I think you love that kind of play where it's hard all the time. You know, you're going to see the same thing in the outfield. And that's all we've seen so far, so I wouldn't expect any different. But that's pretty rare speed to be able to get around like he did. Lance was good. He's getting lots of foul balls this year that are running his counts a little deeper and making him not look like he's as efficient as he's been. He's been attacking the strike zone. I thought he had good sink today. I thought he did a very good job of using his slower breaking ball. The cutter kind of mixed between a cutter and a slider at times, and it was effective. But, you know, he challenged guys when he needed to. You know, he had two walks I know that were frustrating for him. But overall, you know, I thought he did a very good job and controlled most of the bottom of the zone with with the fastball and a lot of downward movement.
As far as numbers weren't so outlandish against Smith, would you have left him in the game?
Potentially, but those numbers are hard to deny. And, Kevin Segrist did a nice job. I mean, he's had a few nice outings for us. And while we're talking about our bullpen, Rosie was fantastic. And, you know, even the pitch Bowman had hit out of the ballpark wasn't that bad of a pitch. That's at the bottom of the zone. And that's on the inner portion of the plate. And, you know, just, Story made the right swing on it. But Trevor came in a tough spot. And that was big. We needed him to do that. And it was good stuff all the way through. No, probably not. Yeah, I would rather have him be really good more often and in one inning stints. And, you know, and most of that is the fact that we've had history, too, when we try and throw him more pitches that his body just hadn't responded well. So we're trying to always balance keeping him healthy. And he's had a lot of rest going into the day and was ready to go, took the ball and gave us a chance.
The shortened time between innings, how did that
Yeah, they told us, we all knew early in the day, Lance was excited about it. He asked, why isn't it always like this? So he feels like he has to wait around all the time for commercials to be finished. But to be honest, I didn't even notice. I mean, I noticed the real long breaks because we just were sitting around waiting. So I'm always a fan for keeping the game going. And all the feedback we're getting from our fan base all across baseball is that we got to figure out ways to get rid of some of the dead time. And if this is a way to do it, I hope it's good feedback for the league, and I know that they'll do the right thing with that information.
The Cardinals sent Carlos Martinez to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Jeff Hoffman.